one gets tested. I do know that my therapist said, you know, has anyone ever tested you for ADHD?
Right.
Because I think, you know, maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it was very strange. Like, we were just talking about, like, some of my tendencies and, like, how I kind of, like, just go through life. And he just kind of, like, stopped and, like, looked at me over the Zoom for a second.
Over,
like,
the Zoom, yeah.
It was, like, a very pregnant pause. And then all right. of a sudden, and then all of a sudden he was just like, has anyone ever tested you for ADD or ADHD? And I was like, no.
No.
He kept asking me all these questions. And then I brought it up in a later session. He was like, no, I don't think it's fine. You know, I asked my supervisor. I think it's all right. And I was like, so you're just going to leave me?
Oh.
You're just going to leave me with this? But yeah. Ever since then, I've convinced myself, probably unnecessarily, I'm like, yeah, no, I have ADD. I have ADHD. But it's not. Who knows? Yeah. It could be true.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just, you know.
It's been a recent fixation of mine that I'm like, something is not. Something is just... But then I'm like, you know, I can't be self-diagnosing, but yet I
think
that's
the best course of action. Yeah, and I think you should
self WebMD until I die.
Diagnose yourself and then live your life accordingly. Like, you should say, like, no, I have ADHD.
No, I have ADHD.
Like, really bad ADHD.
Right.
And you should start taking Adderall.
That's the goal.
A lot. A lot.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I don't. Yeah,
and be a problem, you know.
See, I hear Adderall horror stories, and I hear miracle stories,
yeah.
And I'm like, it's a dangerous game. You're really kind of like, it works for some people and doesn't work for some people, and I'm just not entirely sure if it's like, I can focus enough that I can get through my life,
right?
But there are sometimes, you know, I'll be literally in the middle of something, and 5 hours later, I'll be like, wow, I did 5 million different things,
look
forgetting I did that.
Oh man.
What?
Do these waveforms look a little small?
What does that
I don't
entail?
Know. Oh, I think we're okay. I'm just gonna turn up you a little bit.
Okay. Maybe I should talk lunar. It does look like a straight line.
Yeah, I know. Hold up. This is all staying in. No, it looks alright. We're doing good. Hold on. Hold your horses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get drink that beer. Get that down your gullet. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that looks okay. I'm okay with that.
The lonely IPA seems to free his mind tonight.
I'm really mad that you just said that.
Well, you know.
So,
what am I if not a beacon for truth?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I've felt since I met you.
Right.
All Allie Kelly know is eat ice
and
tell
truth.
That's it.
Like, Kelly, you know how to do is loaf, eat. Loaf. I can't stop talking and spreading the evangelism of loafing. I think loafing is just what I've learned to, like, lovingly call my endless desire to just be in bed all day. I want to be in bed. I want to be horizontal at any moment that I can be. And maybe this is coming from someone who, like, has health problems and is like, ugh, this is my joints. They feel so heavy. But
it's not funny. I'm sorry.
I'm also 80 years old. No, but, I love to loaf. I love loafing.
It's understandable. I think others might just call that crippling depression.
That could be.
Now, I don't want to, you know, go around diagnosing.
I don't want to self-diagnose, but yeah, WebMD and multiple trained professionals have told me that's the case as well. I call it loafing.
Yeah, you're like, no, I don't think you get it.
It got really bad when I got a heated blanket.
God forbid.
Thank you, Costco, for the deal on the heated blanket.
Good
changed,
God.
Literally changed the course of my life.
Yeah.
Because I realized, why be in bed using a blanket when it could be a warm blanket by force? Like, it's just, you don't have to make it warm from your own body. It's just, like, it's boiling for you.
This is making me sad. Do you think you would be as... Here's the crazy thing. It's I think for myself, I think I have some... You know, I think we all have, like, everyone's got their own mental shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if, like, I would be as creative. I don't know if I would be as creative if I was a little bit, like, you know, able to. I don't know. I think I cope with things okay. But, like, if I didn't have the weird brain stuff that I feel that I have,
right,
I don't know if I would be as creative. Or maybe I would, but I think that if I were more motivated, I don't know if I would be as creative.
You know what I mean? I totally get that.
So it's a fun, it's a good place to just kind of be in. I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah, definitely. When this probably goes without saying, but it is so true that I would hope that in a happier mood, I would feel as inspired as I do by like more depressive feelings, just mm-hmm. like inspired by the happy feelings to be creative, but right. just doesn't seem to work that way. It kind of just seems to flow so easily when I'm in a certain like headspace. And then the second I'm even a little better, it's like, oh God, I can't do anything anymore. Like, is this normie life? Is
normie this life. Just... Very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel you. I feel way more creative when I'm like, you know,
fucked up. Yeah
in a certain way that it's like sometimes, even though like I'll be in situations that are like, oh, this is really good, and I will still then get home and like sit at the piano and try to think, okay, what are the possible loopholes I could twist that into being a bad thing so that I can feel something from it?
And that sounds really healthy and that's really good.
That sounds like a really great way to cope. Really great way of framing your worldview. It's very mindfulness based.
I'm sitting here with Allison Skeleton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
This is Allie Kelly.
Hi.
Long time friend.
It's been long enough.
Welcome and thank you for joining us for episode 16. Of course. Can I borrow your amp?
Of course. I've been an avid listener.
Have you?
I have. I remember when I saw the little artwork that you guys posted, little animated things with your faces, and I said, you know what? Yep, it's in my shows when you go on my Spotify.
That's
your
cute.
Shows. Yeah.
That's nice.
It's got the little icon. Like, mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, a special shout out to the Caleb Buchanan episode.
Yeah,
love that
crema.
One. Yeah.
That wine was very good. Right? It was really good. The snacks were solid.
That's good.
Here, should we adjust your mic so that we can like kind of face each other? I feel like we're both just looking in opposite directions. This is staying in.
Okay.
Here, let's put you here.
Oh.
I got you.
No.
This is the microphone. Okay, we're back from fixing up the...
We're back from University Chorus.
Oh, no. That... Is that where I met you?
Must have been.
No, I remember meeting you distinctly because we had a mutual friend at CSUN.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the only person I knew. And then I met you. And I met you and Daron in the same day.
Wow.
I remember that. I met Daron Zunas.
The gods were in your favor.
Oh, yeah. God was smiling upon this little Irishman.
Shout out. Big shouts to Daron.
Daron. We're going to get Daron on the podcast pretty soon.
Thank God.
He's on the road right now, but we're going to talk to him soon.
He's kind of an angel sent to this earth. And he taught me the word Bishu, which I think he made up. He was just saying, he's like, oh, I say Bishu. It's kind of like a way of saying like, yeah, for sure. But also a way of saying that things are cosmically... All right. And I was like, all right. Daron has a wisdom beyond what I know.
Do you ever think that, like, you know how they say, like, hey, you know,
hey.
You should be nice to that homeless man because that might be Jesus.
right.
And I'm not saying that Daron is a homeless man by any sense of the word. He's
right.
Not that that's even bad, but I think that he might be Christ.
I think he is.
Do you think he's the Messiah born anew?
I would believe it. I've just never known someone who is just more thoughtful and like just, I have this corduroy jacket and it was given to me by Daron. But why this was so shocking to me is that I had probably at the time been introduced to him about once. And other than that, it was just a cordial wave, hi, hello in the hallways, maybe in the courtyard of the music building.
I have to describe how I met him after.
Right.
After
one day he goes, hey, Allie, like, I have a jacket for you. and I was like, a jacket for me? And he's like, yeah, I gotta bring it in. I gotta bring it in one of these days. I said, great. not knowing how this man would ever like know my taste or anything about me. And he didn't forget. He's like, hey, it's in my locker. I said, okay, I'm waiting in the, because the guitar majors had like lockers to keep their guitars and like the instrumentalists.
Right. In that little locker, room. Gross little room.
And
for as good as that music program it is it really just looks like a high school.
It does. It has like High School Musical was actually shot there, so.
Oh, bet.
No. I just could have been.
I would have believed that anything you had said.
Right? Yeah.
Anything.
And
I'm so fucking gullible.
No, it's okay. All I tell is the truth, so how are you to know?
This is true. Loaf and Truth.
Loaf and Truth.
That's the name of the podcast, I'll tell you that right now.
Loaf and Truth. And he gives me this corduroy jacket that is like, it is tattered to smithereens, but I bring it home to my mom in Florida, and I say, please, like, I know you have a sewing machine, like, please help me repair this. This jacket means everything. It was given to me by Jesus Christ incarnate. She said, okay, and she did fix it. It's still kind of falls apart, but it is the most complimented thing in my wardrobe. Everyone,
I've definitely seen you wear this. Does it have? Yes. So it's corduroy.
It's corduroy.
Does it what's
like
the collar?
Tan corduroy. It's like beige. It's just regular collar. Levi's old like.
You have pictures on your Instagram of you wearing this.
Of me wearing this, and an ex-boyfriend would refer to it as my Wabi Sabi jacket. He's like, oh, it means like well-loved and well-worn.
Wabi Sabi.
Like, you can tell it means something. Wabi Sabi. And I was like, all right. So now, even when my mom refers to it, she's like, how's the Wabi Sabi jacket holding up? I was like, it needs repairs. Because it does mean the world to me now. I just couldn't believe that someone was so thoughtful to like think to give this person he barely knew a jacket that he thought they would like.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
So here's a look-see into how just fucking cynical I am. I'm a terrible person.
Oh.
Well, at first.
Okay.
And I saw him. It was the same day. I remember. It was honestly must have been like I think I met you guys in the same hour, again. God.
That's the miracle of school.
Yeah, and so I can hear the cap, the little tab as you drink.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, it's just funny because I'm like I was. It doesn't matter. So I'm just sitting in the courtyard of what's it called? Cypress Hill.
No.
And I just see this like man just like emerge from like you know where the Soraya is?
Yeah, from those little bushes, that little walkway.
He's just got this like electric guitar in his hands and he's just strumming it and it's not plugged into anything.
Right.
And I just think to myself, who the fuck is this asshole? I'm like, is this really, like, we didn't leave that in high school in my head.
Right.
And then he comes up and is, like, talking to, like, of course he knows, I don't even remember who it was I was standing with, but he, like, knows that person. Is like, hey, so-and-so. I was like, he's like, hey, I'm Maddie. Or, like, you know, he's like, hey, I'm Daron. It's, you know, it's really nice. He's like, it's really nice to meet you.
The most sincere way you've ever heard it said.
And I was just, like, immediately, like, that guy's, like, really nice.
You're like, God damn it, I'm an asshole.
I know, fuck. I'm such a piece of shit. And then that night we both, it was either that night or, like, a few nights later, it was the beginning of, like, my first semester at CSUN.
Okay.
It's, like, I've gone to, like, community college, done all this stuff. I've gotten here. I'm so nervous because it's, like, this is the thing, right? It's, like, this is what I've been working towards. And, like, I know other people have been working towards this, too, and I know I'm going to meet a lot of talented people. I'm really nervous. Mm-hmm. And so Daron and I were both auditioning for Studio Band.
Right.
Is that what it's called?
Studio Band? Studio Band. That is what it was called.
Yeah. And so
Prospects.
I'm like, yeah. And so I had just learned how to play like electric bass to like just get into the school.
True. You were bass. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm not, I don't really, like I kind of play bass now that I've learned, but I couldn't read. I still can't sight read all that well. And so I'm like really nervous about it, and like I'm kind of working out some stuff with Daron, and he's just like he's like, hey man, you'll do great, you know, all this stuff. Like,
his blessing is entirely all that you would need to know that, if I mean truly all Daron know how do is truth, like
he
is the way, the truth, the life,
indubitably.
Yeah.
And we go and we're kind of waiting. I'm like fucking like shitting bricks. I'm so nervous because we're waiting in like this big kind of room, and he's like working on some stuff, but like not even really, like he's just fucking around, you know. Mm-hmm. And he goes in and he nails it, and I kind of go in, I do my audition, or no, they don't have time for me actually at the end. Oh. I have to go and and I'm like, this is worse. And so like they're like, anyone else that wants to audition, you have to come to our office hours at this time. Okay. I end up auditioning with the two guys like alone in a room, like in a cramped, like, you know, those cramped offices, and
right,
and it's like, and they're like at the end of it, they're like, hey, you know, like you got really good tone, like you have obviously have a good sense of rhythm, but you just got to work on your sight reading, and then, you know, try again next semester. Like they tell me at the end of it, and I was like, oof, okay,
yeah, okay,
stuff to work on. Stuff and I was like, homework. I mean, I was like kind of sad, but at the same time, I was like, this is not really something that I do.
Yeah,
it is what it is. But anyways, I told Daron, and he was like, just like everything you need a friend to be. He was just so like endearing and wonderful, and
yeah.
So that was basically like my CSUN experience, was like meeting you two.
Yeah,
so like you guys, like you would be sitting together, like under, you know, the brick wall.
Wall.
By that building, like, we just go get like those burrito pills at El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, the pill.
Gotta love the pill.
Gotta love the pill.
So, yeah, it was beautiful. It's fantastic.
That's a great one.
CSUN is really talked about a lot on this podcast.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, because you did have Roger and you had a lot of
Miles.
Oh, that's right, because Young Men. Yeah.
Yeah, Young Men came on and we talked a lot about CSUN. But
I mean, if we don't put it on the map, who will?
Exactly.
You know?
If we don't talk about Catherine Baker.
If we don't talk about the queen herself. She, you know, cares about Aretha Franklin more than anyone else on this earth. So we need to talk about her.
Her cries could be heard around the valley the day the queen passed.
Oh, my God.
You're sort of... And she's everyone just like the echo.
She said, not in the middle of my Papa Haydn. Papa Haydn. God, I love her. I miss singing in choirs a lot now. I
think about it a lot, actually.
I do wish that I think my last semester of school, it did dawn on me, all that I had at my fingertips, that I should have maybe utilized more, or like taken, you know, when you're in the middle of these classes, you're telling yourself, oh my gosh,
such
like,
a fucking
this
waste
is
of
so,
time.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. It's stupid. I could be practicing when I'm singing.
Especially
in
during university.
Chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So we'd be in this choir class with like 100 kids in it, like huge.
God, yes.
And like no one would ever even show up because there's so many kids that how would anyone even know?
I know for a fact she doesn't know my name. And there was a sign-in sheet, and, like, we would just take turns not going to choir.
Not going and writing each other's names.
Yeah, and,
right.
Like, it was just, like, honestly, like, if I had a homie that was not in class and, like, he just wasn't showing up, I would just, like, put his name down.
Yeah.
Like, even if I, like, I didn't get it.
Right.
Sex. Like, I definitely had homies, and it was like, hey, could you just put me on because I don't feel like it, or, like, I'm to and especially because I think it was, like, usually my first class of the day. First or second.
Right. It was, like, my second, I think. And I do look back on that, and I'm like, there do be something about a choir. There's something.
Walking in with like 99 other people is hard.
Yeah.
She did a good job of getting everyone together, especially because like fun. I mean. Oh yeah, yeah. Like, grab me one of those. Or I'll get it.
Round two.
I'll get it. I'm gonna hit him with one of these.
ASMR.
You ever hear that during the podcast?
I have.
Like, we don't even acknowledge it, but this one's for this is for our fallen soldier, Wyatt, who unfortunately had to work today. We
rest in peace.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Too much.
Rest in peace.
Wyatt, we miss you.
Yeah. Go make the...
Wyatt, I feel a little slighted by... I'm the podcast you miss.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone else you can show up for, but Allie's the... No,
the true colors are just out tonight.
No, it's okay. Wyatt's...
I'm just kidding. We love you.
Wyatt's well represented here. Mm-hmm. At least in this shirt, I wore this shirt for the first time at a rehearsal.
Okay.
And it'll be in the picture when we upload it onto Instagram,
okay,
so you guys can check it out on the Instagram page. But Wyatt
like
was like,
baddies.
"What do you fucking work at a pizzeria?" And I was
like, it is kind of giving like Silver Lake like garage pizza, like you're the one there at like 1 a.m. being like, "What the fuck do you want?" Like, go home. Stop going to these places.
There's no more sausage.
There's no.
But yeah.
We've been out since 8 p.m. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And as soon as he said it, I was like, I get what you mean, but my feelings are hurt. I do understand.
You know who would have never said that shit? Daron.
Daron would have been like, Oh, sure, man.
The Roman would have said, this is a lovely shirt.
When... I'm trying to.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep it going.
Okay, let's keep it going.
I knew that this podcast was gonna be super giggly. I knew that we were not gonna get through
anything.
But honestly,
I was never a podcast girl until until the pandemic. I started.
I get true crime vibes from you for sure.
Okay. Okay.
No. That's okay.
I
could be wrong.
I'll listen to one-off true crime things, like ones that like it's summed up in an episode. Mm. I listened to the Dear John one because my boss was obsessed with that one.
Oh my God.
And he told me to
wait,
listen to
Dear
it.
John, that's the one they did a show, right?
They did do
with
a show
with Connie Britton.
I don't know,
the
but
gal from Friday Night Lights is the mom.
Yep. Yeah, they did a show.
That show is so good.
The podcast is good too. I
think my mom listened to that.
Yeah,
I think my
it
mom
was a really
to
popular
that
one. So yeah. I did listen all the way through to that, and then I will listen to kind of one-off things here and there, but for the most part...
He gets killed, right?
Oh, yeah.
He gets stabbed in the neck
by
like,
by the
daughter, right?
By the daughter who was, like, the cute, like, kind of, like... I don't want to say little, airhead, like, but she was just, like, oh, like, assumed the best. Because
he starts fucking with her last, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, she immediately gets over it. And then, like, stabs him in the neck in, like, a parking lot,
in
right?
In a parking lot.
With
yeah.
a knife or what? I remember watching it, and I was like, let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Queen?
She came up on my TikTok For You page the other day.
That
and I
the
was like,
actress?
The daughter.
The
actual daughter.
Fucking
she was like,
queen.
Hey, guys, you might know me because I
from
stabbed
my
mom. Because I stabbed my father-in-law.
He's a fucking nutter butter, dude.
It was insane. I couldn't believe that. And you know what was so funny is that you know, never mind. Because I'm realizing I don't want to dox people. But
well, if you want, you can say names and I can bleep.
Okay.
Or you
well,
don't have to talk about it
the
at all.
The part of town, the exact city where it happened, I have a best friend that lives there and they have the same last name. That family and her last name.
Are they related or no?
No.
Oh, but they could probably
and
get fucked with a lot.
She had never even heard of this story. And I said, oh my God, I'm listening to this podcast. And in literally your hometown, this other family with the same last name had this crazy shit happen. And she hadn't even heard of it. And I know
they also
something.
Had a crazy thing happen?
No. Oh. They didn't even know about the
Dear
John.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, what? I need to listen to this now because that's such a crazy coincidence.
If you don't want to dox them, maybe I should cut this out. Because
yeah.
people could just look up, Dear
John,
where did
yeah.
happen?
Where did happen? Yeah. Dear John, where did it happen?
Dear John, where did...
where did happen?
Where did Dear John happen? Last name of Dear John.
Me with all the finstas that watch my page.
You have finstas that watch your page?
I have a lot of stalkers, Maddie. Like, I have a lot of stalkers. For someone who is just a pretty much nobody, you know what I mean? Like, I live my life. I do my things. I have a lot.
That's upsetting.
Of hardcore stalkers that have been following me, and they'll follow my friends for years, and a lot of times I'll get, like...
And they still, like...
Oh, yeah. They watch my stories right away, and the crazy thing is that... They, for a long time, I was in denial. I was thinking, okay,
like, no, it's, you
they,
know, it's
like, you know, they're
just a fan, just a
yeah,
fan.
They're just a fan. Till I went to New York a couple months ago, and my friends texted me a screenshot of some accounts, and they were like, why are these trying to follow me? They have private accounts. And one of them was like, yeah, one of those follows me, but they followed me years ago. And
ew.
I looked at their account, and all the other people they followed were... friends of mine from Florida, from California, from Portland, from
so
like
just, they're just
they
like,
were just any person I ever tagged in my story they
fucking...
followed and just like
should we find if anyone follows me? Would
sure.
that be interesting? Oh, you know
well,
what? Because I have a private page.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, so that's why.
Okay. I'm sure if they don't anymore, I'm sure they did at one point. There's been a couple of them that are really hardcore, and then there's a lot of ones that I think are just they're just like people that honestly I kind of understand. I used to be a bit like this where I would use my like Finsta account to kind of watch the stories of like people that I had weird parasocial relationships with, like
yeah,
if it
without
was
being seen
yeah
as, like,
with
like,
a distant friend of hey. A friend and I'd be like oh I'm, for some reason I'm just really kind of captivated by how this person is, like I just want to know more what they're like, or maybe they were friends with like my crush or something, and so there's things like that where you kind of but I realized it was doing no good to my mental health. So
oh, it's terrible.
I ditched the fake account.
It's bad. Yeah.
It's
like,
bad.
No, it makes you feel weird.
Yeah. I'm just like, why do I feel like I know this girl? If I saw her in public, I would know everything about her. And that's just not even, that's not cool. So I, a couple years ago, I decided, like, it was bringing down my mental health so much to be so online and just investigative, like looking for all these things I didn't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. There's no reason for me to know it unless I met that person and they divulged that information to me.
Which, in a way, you kind of, like, are doing.
Right.
You have to assume.
Exactly, yeah.
You have to just be, like, you know, assume that whenever you're putting something on the internet, like, your picture of your mom or your dad or your grandma or your little brother.
I know.
Like, the, everyone that follows you is going to know about that.
They're going to know about it,
And it's...
It gets to be weird. It definitely is such a, like... Especially because I have a public account.
Yeah.
So,
but it's also because that's, like, your artist page as well.
I have to do it because if I go private and I have, like, one show, people aren't going to request to follow me. They're not even going to think that's really me. They're even like, oh, she wouldn't have a private account. But it is a little, like, scary sometimes. And I had to stop... I honestly have stopped posting TikToks on my page for the most part because I got kind of into it for a second. It was just fun to...
I remember that. Yeah, you had some big TikToks.
I did. And then people in the comment section, and I know they're probably kidding, but they were trying to band together to find my IP address and saying that they were going to, like, be outside and, like, wanting to, like, marry me and crazy shit that was just like, who are you?
Yeah.
And there was, like, I woke up one day to one that had gone, like, semi-viral. Hundreds of, like, there's no other way to describe it than, like, kind of, like, the vibe was very incel, giving, like, these people have nothing better
TikTok,
to do
than,
like, be like, hey, I'm gonna find you. I'm like, oh my god, I can't. So that was definitely a wake-up call, because I was like, there's some weirdos out there.
Yeah,
there's really some people out there that are gonna try to be weird.
I'm kind of switching to a... My relationship with social media, and we were talking about this a little bit before we started recording, but I'm kind of like, I'm switching to, I know that I can't give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Not fully, because that's how this is going to happen. You know, if we're going to blow up or like have any kind of following that's at least sufficient to live off of, it's going to happen through bumping your shit. Like, you can't, it's not enough to record something that's great and just post it once.
Right.
We had a friend, Juliana Shahayed, who's a sister of Andrea, who we had on the podcast.
Right.
And she had some milestone, I think, on her TikTok, maybe like 100,000 followers,
something like that.
And it was serendipitous because we just, I had been talking about, like, you know what, I think I'm just going to delete everything from my phone. And when we do put social media stuff, I'll just do it through my laptop. And I got sat down by a couple close friends of mine, and they were like, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's not an option for you.
It's like the
livelihood. It feels like you're giving up
and
you just can't do it. If this is something that you want to do and you want to be serious about, then you have to sell yourself. And and Juliana, that very same day, like hours after we had this conversation, she was talking about like, hey, you know what? Like I'm thank you so much for getting here, or for getting me here rather. I'm very appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be doing stuff like this, just do it. It sucks and you have to do it every day. But even if you just reach one person, like you're going to have to continue to post things and just work at it, and it's going to suck. And one of my friends, I think, well, it was Edwin. It was Warm Bedrooms. And he was like, look at this.
Warmest bedroom.
God, Warm Edrooms is.
Warm bedroom.
And his bedroom is warm.
Is it?
Yeah, we have to wait till very late to start sessions because it's very spicy in this room.
Is that where you got the name from?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, my God. On brand.
And it was very – I was like, fuck. And I feel like ever since then – and again, we talked about this before, but like I feel like it's pertinent. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happened, but I feel this very sudden shift in how I feel about social media. Like 2 weeks ago, I would have been like on my break at work, like scrolling through stuff. I haven't had TikTok for months.
Mm-hmm.
I just re-downloaded it again, and I'm like, still, like, it feels so gross to me.
It's, don't get me wrong, I'll spend hours on it.
Yeah.
But there's just so much hatred that goes, sorry.
No, you're good.
There's so much hatred that is, like, spread, and I feel like I
didn't help the situation.
Have, like, received some of it in addition to, like, just seeing the comments on things. I'm like, this is just so... like some of the toxicities run so deep, and there's something about TikTok that feels especially faceless. It's yeah. really easy to just make so many fake accounts and just like, you know, no one would be able to figure out who you are in the way that an Instagram account, you can make a Finsta, but you're probably still not leaving the same type of disgusting comments. Like there's, it gets really vulgar.
It's
and
foul.
So it's just definitely, I find myself needing to take breaks from TikTok the most. I'm like,
yeah, it's easy. It's really easy to get sucked into.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. Since I've downloaded that stuff, I have set a timer on my stuff.
Yeah.
It's like 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes for both. And I don't mm-hmm. like in, and it's been only 2 days. Who knows what
yeah.
will happen. But
yeah.
in those 2 days, I have not reached even that limit at all.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the fact that I'm like, okay, I know I have a limit on this before it goes, and it's going to say the thing.
say the thing.
So I don't even want to get to that.
Save the embarrassment of your phone yelling at you to get off.
Yeah, but it's, I'm glad I did it, and yeah. I feel good, and I feel like I don't think of it as a... it's a vehicle, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vehicle. It's something to get people invested in me.
Yeah.
And to, you know...
Do you believe that Instagram is dead?
We've been talking about this a lot.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Sorry.
I don't know. No. Not you and I. I'm saying
okay,
like
yeah.
in the band mm-hmm. and with close friends, it's like we've been talking about it a lot. I don't know that I've seen that. I've noticed that our engagement on posts has gone down, but
yeah,
I don't know if I can correlate that to my personal like, or maybe like the brand that we've been putting out has
yeah.
been very like we don't have a. Image really
mm-hmm.
I felt like we've been posting really random stuff, and so I don't know if that's kind of the thing, like it's like are we just posting too many show flyers and not enough like
not enough.
Engaging content,
right?
Or is it dying?
Yeah,
we've been talking about like we need to be on TikTok
mm-hmm.
and we need to there it doesn't matter if Maddie doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And it's soul crushing, but we have to do it.
Right.
Because it just is what it is. And if you can look at it for me, like I'm at a point where I don't even want to be doing that stuff. If I could not have that shit on my phone at all, Maddie would be happier.
Maddie would be happier.
But it doesn't
yeah.
work that
Happy
way.
Maddie.
You know?
Right.
It just doesn't work that way. And it's okay if I can reconcile that fact and treat
mm-hmm.
that like work and be like, you know, we should post Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
And like or try to do that and treat it like work, like we should have a post at you know Monday by 1 p.m. because that's when
people are
scrolling, you know. If you kind of get turn it into like the boring work and get into like then
mm-hmm.
for me I feel like it's more palatable because it doesn't feel like well I'll just make a video because I should and
right
you know, and
right
but if I can like whatever transcribe a guitar solo
yeah.
and be like that's solving two problems, I'm practicing guitar and that's a video,
yeah,
you know. So if you can put it like work and make it fun for yourself and not be a whore for it then that's a good thing. It's easier
right.
said than done
yeah.
but that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Right.
I'm having a big awakening right now actually.
Okay, tower moment.
Yeah.
Little, yeah.
Tower.
I don't know. I think that's how, like, the tarot card community kind of refers to these moments where you, like, have these awakenings or, like, a lot kind of comes crashing down.
Oh, sure.
In a way. That's kind of how I've heard
Well,
it
then, yes.
Too.
I've been
yeah.
wanting to get my tarot cards read because I feel very
yeah.
transitional right now.
Yeah.
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 It's been good. I'm, yeah. No, I've been, like, it's weird. I was just on the phone with Hannah before this,
mm-hmm.
and I've been having these, like, this reconciliation with myself where I feel
right.
like I've lost this like kind of fire in my belly that I had when I was younger, when
okay.
Swells was younger,
right?
And we were, for lack of a better word, a little bit more punk rock and like
mm-hmm.
a little more, or at least I was, rather. I just felt like I was more
angst even, or no,
yeah, like angst, or just like I had a fucking attitude and it was
yeah.
sexy and like, you know, and
yeah.
I still have that, but I you know, I feel like over time I've kind of like, this is very personal stuff, but
no, I understand.
Maybe,
though.
Maybe we'll cut it out. Maybe not. But maybe people want to hear this. I think I've over time been too concerned with how I'm being perceived.
Oh my God.
And
yeah,
that's being liked.
Right.
And
right.
it's a fucking foolish thing to do because no matter what you do, not everyone is going to like you. Not every decision
everyone.
That you make.
Right.
Is gonna be likable, and I'm
yeah.
I'm not naive. I know that not every decision I make is going to be a good one because I'm imperfect, because I'm a human, but so is every single person scrolling through that page of mine.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, how much of like me holding myself back to be kind and generous to others do I want to keep, versus how much of that fire do I want to let back in my belly? How much do I want to swallow to get that, you know, kick in the ass that I need?
Right. No, that's very real. That's very real. I think I kind of, I definitely have been having a lot of similar takeaways recently from a lot of situations where it's just like, what am I so afraid of? Yeah. I don't even want to be liked by everyone. Yeah. I believe that if people are kind of hating what you're doing, you are doing things right.
Exactly.
There's just such a level of like, you know, how many artists of your favorite artists and favorite of any type of
people
artistic
hate on
medium,
them.
People hate on them so hard. And they're like, this is absolute ass.
Yeah.
Until literally there is everyone else wakes up. They're like, okay, incredible. And maybe sometimes it's posthumous when people realize how much someone, and I hope that's not the case for you or I, like, I hope we get to witness when people kind of like
get to appreciate you and be
touched. I mean, for me,
by
even just like respect. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I know I'm never gonna shred like your favorite artist, but like, there's a certain level of like respect.
God forbid you're dead in the ground
before
a YouTube
people are like,
video
oh,
of like, listen to all these fucking vocal harmony layers.
Listen, no, but it's kind of like, it's a little true. Like, there's this artist I love a lot named Judy Sill.
Uh-huh.
She has passed. And all the articles that I've seen appreciating her music have been long after she's gone, you know? And right. I don't even know when she died, but there's a certain level to which you notice literal icons, very talented people, and you're like, wow, they didn't even really, I don't even know if they know that, like, not, I mean, obviously they wouldn't know, but you're seeing yourself in 2022 or whatever year it may be really resonating with something that was made, and like, they don't see that.
I think of, like, the past week, I've been thinking a lot about Kate Bush.
Okay,
and
right.
She was big in the 80s and stuff, but it's so funny to, like, see.
Did she see this
TikTok,
coming? Probably not.
This crazy resurgence in her. I mean, that's a huge show. I think she probably could have guessed that was going to be big again. But it's very interesting how these things. And maybe she wouldn't have been recognized at all if it weren't for the way.
Right. I mean, yeah. I think. I don't even mean to say this in a way that makes it sound like your contentment as an artist comes from when you finally have that moment of success, because that's not it at all. Like, the idea is that you should love creating it and love what you're doing enough that it doesn't even fucking matter if you ever have this big you're on Stranger Things moment, everyone loves your song.
Yeah,
but it is
Kate.
Yes, Kate. But it is real that, like, that is still a part of life. Like, you want to see the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember where I was even going with that point, but.
Well, I, like, it's tough. Like, you want to.
It means death.
You want to fucking make money off your music, dude.
I know.
Like,
it's, especially in today's day and age, we're so success and virality and, like, craving these things that are big benchmarks. And we crave them overnight because there's this reality that to actually make a living these days off of art, it's
you have
like
to be incredibly huge.
The expanse, yeah.
You have to be immense.
Yeah. And it's just so daunting. And a lot of, I just hate when you see, I see so many TikToks from artists. Not artists, but, well, okay. I don't want to sound bad here, but like people
just
that
unfiltered.
Don't,
you can give
people
it to
that
me.
Don't have enough of a, like, quote-unquote successful career to necessarily be speaking to you this way, but they're saying, so you want to know how to make it big and, like, have a successful TikTok and blow up and have your music, well, this is how so-and-so did it. But you're like, okay,
what's
well,
up TikTok
what's up TikTok, this is how Jack Harlow became the biggest rapper in history. And you're
the
like,
most influential.
And you're like, well, if it were that easy, everyone would do it. And it's not that easy. And it's so case to case. And you have to figure out, I don't even want to say brand, but it's like you do need it to is, know though. What's That's gonna exactly work what for it is. You. It's you need exactly to know what you realistically can be for yourself and to other people. And sometimes people put on a front. Like some people are like, I'm gonna play this character where I am this certain type of way, and yeah. I'm gonna be zany and fun and whatever. And it might be even different than how they kind of are as a person.
It happens some people, all the time.
Some people sell themselves. Like they're yeah. like, I'm just sad, and yeah. this is me, and that's that.
Love you, Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah. Literally. So, and
how dare you?
I'm sorry. So yeah, I think it's kind of. Yeah, that's the age-old struggle, though, it's fucked. Of kind it's of fucked. Artistry. It's like you're like, oh, I have to figure out how to sell myself. And yeah. sometimes looking at yourself in the mirror like that under this weird, like, what about me would sell the most records? Sure. What about – and that's why so much yeah. of it turns to sex appeal, too. And yeah. there's so much that you're like, well, on my album cover, I'm actually completely naked. And that's
what we're doing.
That's actually why Billboard 100 wants me.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait. Wait, that's not how that works.
But you're so, you know.
But you're so sexy.
And that's fine, too. It's like, if that's what you want to do, then fucking that's chill, too. But it's, you know. Yeah, but you have to sell yourself quite a bit.
It pains me so much because I kind of... And this is coming from someone that, like, I don't view myself as necessarily even having any right to even speak on this. However, there just is... I don't know when it started, but the music that's even being created these days, it's like kind of dime a dozen to find something that genuinely moves you for longer than like the 30 seconds behind a TikTok where you're like, yeah, that was catchy. And people are just.
I feel that. I've like, yeah. when I look at those, like, deep dive into some of the songs that get crazy on TikTok, it's yeah, like I'll listen yeah. to the whole track and be like, ooh, this is not that.
This is just not it. It's you not know, they make like 15 seconds that are like, wow, that is so catchy.
Yeah.
And so you think like a lot of exciting music is being made, but
not.
Nothing comes of it, and it's gone as soon as a trend is. And I think of it in this way where, you know how when you go to a record store now and you see all these records that are from maybe like the 80s and they're just like everything was pressed and it's just shitty records and they're in those dollar bins or like 50 cent bins and they are trying to pay people basically to go through those and yeah. just take something.
Please.
It's like if we were in an era right now where everything got pressed to vinyl, that yeah. would be like the majority of these songs within
years
like
from now.
Yeah.
30 years. Yeah.
Like so fast because it's not quality and people just like it's so much of it sounds exactly like each other. So like, oh, this
you have a
viral.
Song in mind. I feel like I see it behind your eyes. I want to hear what you're thinking.
Oh God.
I have a song that okay. I remember, but again, I haven't been on TikTok in like 7 months, so this is a little dated, I'm sure, uh-huh. with how fast the internet moves. But that one song is like, "All my niggas, I'm begging,
okay, begging yeah, you." Right, yeah, yeah.
You do, yeah, I'm not gonna do that to my
that
voice,
song.
But
I do remember that song.
It sounded like fucking Cartman trying to sing a fucking tune. That's like I the rest of their.
Do you know what I mean, though?
They were on. Like, they were at Coachella.
Okay.
And I watched like a little bit of their set, not like live or anything, but someone like posted it, and it was like really bad. The mm-hmm. guy couldn't. He was off pitch.
Aw, I'm not familiar. Fuck him. Yeah. Like, know, like, I'm not familiar, but I believe that it's like there definitely is this. There's just such a disparity between. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. It's just like. There are some projects.
What is popular is not necessarily good.
Yeah.
Or moving.
That's true.
I guess that's not even, it's not even about good, because what's good to me and what's good to you and what's good to Joshmo 3 fucking blog. Joshmo 3000. Bless up. You know, he might find something good, but it's like, yeah. it's just like everyone just turns like platitudes into songs, and it's like
yeah.
the lyrics are not necessarily, you know, it's mm-hmm. just crazy. What is catchy is not necessarily good for your heart and your soul.
Yeah. It's true. I've been in such a writing slump lately that I feel like I can't write anything catchy or good for the soul. So I'm just like, who am I? Who am I to judge all these shitty ass songs coming out that make me feel like my brain cells are literally dying?
You're allowed to have an opinion, though. You know what I
okay.
mean?
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that.
Like, you know,
appreciate my right to opinion. Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you.
But I do, you know, reserve the right to take it away. I think with that, would you like to take a break? I think I need to use the restroom.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a potty break.
Potty break. Oh, a potty. Like podcast.
A podcast a break. We're going to do a mini podcast in the bathroom.
Okay. You'll hear the sound.
It's called Shit Takes.
Wait.
Do you like that?
Brilliant.
That's good.
That's good.
Copyrighted. Verbal copyright.
Yeah, Shit Takes.
Shit Takes, like, a bathroom podcast. Yeah. That's fucking good. Great. I'm going to look that up and see if that's a thing. All right, we'll be right back.
Be right back.
You can listen to these ads. This is brought to you by
Hazy Little Thing.
Hazy Little Thing IPA, Sierra Nevada. Family owned and argued over since 1977.
So true.
I don't know if that's the actual date. I know that is the yeah, there it is. Family owned, operated, and argued over.
Oh,
Sierra Nevada.
Is?
From Chico, California, my mom's hometown. And see, now that's another little tidbit of information that the people know about Maddie's mom.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll be right back.
Bye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
Hello.
Can we hear you? Wait,
can
I should
we?
Come. Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
All right. Fans.
Fans.
Dear listeners.
Dear listeners.
Sorry, we had
it's like
well, you're not experiencing the break like we experienced it. We took a solid half hour to 40 minute break.
There was a heart to heart to heart.
Well, we had to clean up, you know, there had been a lot of tea had spilled. So there you had to get a bucket and a mop.
And a mop.
For this hot ass tea.
What were those called? ShamWows? Do you remember the ads for ShamWows?
Yeah, it was just a fucking, like,
it was
towel,
just a microfiber
towel.
Was
that the same guy that was like, and he
it
did Slap Chop too?
It was the same guy as OxyClean. Yeah, I think.
OxyClean?
Was that a different person?
No, that's Miss... Wait.
Remember that
no,
guy?
No, OxyClean is...
Billy Mays?
Billy Mays, who died of a heart attack, sadly, at the age of 50 or so. I remember that. I, like, remembered when Billy Mays died.
It sounds like
I really was like,
recent.
I looked at my friend and was like, Billy Mays died? And he was like,
me
who?
With David Bowie.
Same cultural relevance.
Same cultural relevance. Same lasting Woo. Impact.
I'm going to take a real quick sip for Billy Mays.
Drink up for Billy. You know, they're actually doing another David Bowie movie called, like, Moon Age Daydream, I think. It's going to be a documentary-style thing out later, I think, September.
God, Billy Mays had a strong beard, huh?
We love a
Just
strong
like,
beard.
Like,
beards
I can't get
things.
Over it.
I used to be anti-beard, and now I'm so pro-beard.
Well, I wonder why.
I know. This is a big shout-out to
God,
Wink Wink.
God, he's so
now,
fucking
okay,
bad.
So.
Great jaw on, mm-hmm. on that young man.
I know. I know
the
it's
chin
the jaw
too.
For me. It's the chin.
Yeah, sploosh.
It's, yeah.
I'm
wood smash. Do smash.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I have this thing, mm-hmm. and this is a quote from this like comedy group. But I have this thing that's like when I'm excited about something or like mm-hmm. I was just like talking about something that's hot. I'm like, I'm getting horny just masturbating about it. And I thought about saying it in response to what you just said, realized it was not a good idea, and then figured it's acceptable if it's in...
I would have appreciated it. Honestly, like, when people, like, agree with me about, like, my thoughts, it's very validating. I'm like...
Yeah, you're like, okay, good.
Like,
right.
I thought that, too. Yeah. Now...
Okay, good.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, all right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. That's dangerous, too, because maybe they're fucked.
I know.
I have no. What were we? We talked about shit takes.
Shit takes.
I have to. I do need to check that. Let's. Is my phone around? Yeah, I'll check it out. I'm gonna see if shit takes. I'm gonna look up shit takes podcast right now and see if that's a thing. And if not, I'm fucking taking it.
I'm on the toilet. You've got to know.
Yeah, I'm.
These are my shit takes
podcast.
Maddie, you're really on to something. I mean, Can I Borrow Your Amp was already brilliant enough as a name. It's not. You're like.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, Can I Borrow Your Amp was brilliant enough as like a kind of like.
That's fucking right. I hear you. I think it's a good name too.
It's agree.
Really Shit Takes podcast is not a thing, but maybe we'll do like a mini podcast
we
where
are
every
podcast
time
when
I take a shit.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the magic.
I do feel a huge hole in my heart because mm-hmm. Wyatt is not here.
Yeah.
You don't know the joys of podcasting.
With
just.
The King of Kings.
The King of Kings.
Actually, you know what? Who is Austin Butler? Wyatt should be Elvis. He's the
yes.
king, you know?
Hey, Austin Butler was aptly cast.
Right.
I have not
Did
seen
you see
that
it?
No.
I saw it.
I used to love Elvis.
Okay.
And then I took pop history and kind of I knew know. About his pop history.
Sermani.
I'm
sorry. Yeah. Not the
Andrew Sermani.
Andrew Sermani. Yeah.
This no, is a
but C-Sun I totally yeah. agree. Back up. Deep cut CSUN reference. If you know, you know. But yeah, I know.
No, all of his, like, the reason he's famous is off of black blues musicians.
But I will say the movie, like, aptly
goes over that.
It goes over that.
Oh, that's
it
good.
Shows
well,
it
you'd
lot.
Have to.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would watch that if that's the case. Is it good? You like the movie?
Hear me out. I went in fully expecting, like, I already know I'm going to hate this. I'm gonna be angry. And Baz Luhrmann is such a, like,
Baz
it's
Luhrmann.
All
he did Moulin Rouge.
God,
right?
He did Moulin Rouge. Yeah. He did Great Gatsby, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Haven't seen that.
Okay, it's very gaudy. The editing
stylized,
is
yeah.
so, like, pa pa pa. It feels like a bunch of trailers mashed together in a way. It's
That's fun.
So, like, a lot of it is over the top, but a lot of it was actually very, like, well done. I found there to be a great deal of, like, poignant moments that I'm so critical of movies. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And I
yeah,
do not make
yeah.
movies, but I find myself to be very, like, not for me.
Are
you
hard
know?
To please when it comes
with
to,
movies?
Like, movies or music?
I'm really hard to please when it comes to music.
Yeah.
Fully.
Like,
even my favorite artist, I'll be like, sorry, you didn't do it.
At first, even, like, I find that with, like, albums that I would call my, like, favorite albums today,
mm-hmm.
like, the
mm-hmm.
first time I listen, and I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but it's the
right.
first time I listen to something, typically, I'll be like, yeesh, like, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll grow to like stuff, but
yeah.
I don't know. Let's not know.
I don't even have any artist, really, that I genuinely feel like could do no wrong by my ears. Even my favorite artists, I will call them out. Not publicly, but to myself, I will say, you flopped here. This was not your best. And it just pains me, too, because, not to go back to social media at all, but it's like, you know when you see endless praise for something because something is supposed to be so hyped or so appreciated, and you're like, is anyone really listening to this? Like, this is trash. And I am just kind of like,
no, I hear you.
Maybe I'm hard to please. I know I'm hard to please. I'm even
yeah.
hard to please by my own standards. I'll make a song and I'm like, Allie, you're in your flop era. Like, this is just so not, it's not slaying what it's meant to slay. It's
Jesus
not.
I hate that you just said that. I fucking hate you.
It's not the serve it's supposed to be.
Fucking
it's not the yes queen boots the house down.
All right. Well,
all right, we can cut that out.
This has
but
been episode,
you know,
16. I'm just kidding. No, I hear you. I hear you. No, that, and it is kind of detrimental. I feel that way too. Like,
mm-hmm.
we have songs coming out, and I don't know, I'm sure people go through this, but it's like, we have, like, singles coming out that, like, I wrote that I'm like, at the time, like, yeah, this is dope.
This is dope.
And
yeah.
then you just work on something, you work on, you're like, oof.
You're like, you know,
this is the
what?
Worst thing that's ever been recorded in humankind. This is worse than Scoop Diddy Poop.
This is like, oh man.
Someone,
yeah.
I heard someone say that song is good.
You know what I think is good, actually? I do like the, that's not the same song as You're Such a Fucking Hoe.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's the same song?
Isn't it? Scoop Diddy Poop?
It might be.
He's like, I like,
all right.
I'm a
then
sick
maybe
fuck.
I do.
I like
a quick
fuck.
Ooh, I'm a quick fuck. I like a quick
is that
fuck.
The video where they're square?
They're like boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone was like, no, that's a good song. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
There's moments of it I do like. I can't
yeah.
lie. Maybe Scoop Diddy Poop took it to a camp level that we weren't ready for.
I hate.
I hate.
Every
you.
Time.
Remember that one time we went to Idle Hour? Shout out to the
with,
Valley Haunts.
With warm ed rooms?
Yep.
Yeah. And then we had that drink on tap, that
yeah.
cocktail on tap. You ordered it, and Edwin and I took sips, and it was like one of the best cocktails I've ever had. It was like great. Was it a Paloma? It
must have been. I do love Paloma, so
yes.
It probably was. Yeah.
What about that night?
I had just gotten broken up with the night before, but I was too embarrassed to tell anyone about it.
Yeah, we did not talk about that.
Yeah. We were.
Didn't
I don't
you
know.
Just play, you played a set.
I played a set,
and we couldn't make
you
it.
You couldn't
but
make it,
we,
but we met at, like, the ice cream store.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went there after.
Yes,
and
yeah, I remember that well.
Yep. I don't know what made me bring that up though. I'm very sorry.
That's okay. I met two of your friends. Well, I met two people
yeah.
that night.
Well,
I remember. I remember. Yeah. I remember the evening.
Yeah.
Is what I'm. There were folks.
I'm not a man. the night.
What did that come from?
It's Lady Gaga.
You have to stop kicking the,
oh, sorry.
The mic stand.
I'm sorry. My dear listeners. Okay, wait. Every time we say my dear listeners, you know what it reminds me of? I don't know if you notice on my little boyfriend's drum machine that I'm reading The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Wow.
And
big brain.
Big brain shit. And do you know what? He addresses the... He says, my dear readers. And like... To my dearest readers.
That's cute.
A lot in all of his
works.
But it's
a book?
It's a book, but
is that in like the foreword? Or like throughout the book he'll say that? Or is he speaking to the reader? Because I've not
read... It kind of depends. It's definitely in the foreword for sure. And then there's certain times in the book where he'll also be like, now let me tell you, dear readers, about what happened after they went to, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So it'll have these little addresses to... And yeah, it's so endearing. I'm reading this book and I'm like, I am the dear reader. That's so me right
it's
now.
It's very positive for you. Dostoevsky's
like,
really good for me.
Dostoevsky makes you feel seen
yeah.
in ways that no author ever has. But yeah, that's how I feel when I say, dear listeners. It's endearing. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
It's a, we're in this together.
Do I say that?
You said that at the beginning. You said, dear listeners.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I did that.
Yeah, you did.
I'll have to hear back.
Maybe it got cut out, but maybe we're spilling too much tea in the meantime.
There was no tea spilled on this episode.
No tea.
Well, I don't think so.
We've got the tea, but are we going to spill it to the public? We don't know.
No, I don't think that would be good for anyone's career.
With too much tea comes too much power.
Too much caffeine leads to too many edits in the mixing room after the podcast is done.
Okay.
Recording.
Okay.
I love spilling tea. We've had full... I've had full stories that I've told that, like, in the middle of it, I'll look to Wyatt and be like, there's no way we can put this out.
Yeah, we can't put this
out. He's like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, but can I finish the story? And he's like, yeah, finish the
story. Yeah, we've
had, like, a full 7 minutes straight cut out of the podcast.
You can't talk about some things. Yeah.
And it's a music podcast, I guess. But, we'll talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Absolutely whatever. Think about it.
Think about it. Sit with it.
Take a moment. Meditate. I like what Mozart said in
you
my,
meditate?
I've had a moment today where I was
okay.
like, I need to come home and pray on this. I'm just kidding. I need to meditate.
Need to pray on
and
this.
Then I started breathing in the car because I was very, you know, I was having a moment. And then I was like, that's not working. And then I was like, what's mm-hmm. my angry music? And I put on the White Stripes first album.
I have to tell you something.
At full blast. And
I, tell you something.
I
yes.
rolled down the windows and played it as loud as my ears could take it. And I drove home. And I was calm. And I was good. And okay. that was fine. I got over it.
Yeah.
As you were. What were you saying?
I have actually been meaning to tell you about this forever. And it's due to our dear friend. You can bleep out her name if it's, but Valeska. Her queen of hooking it up.
Oh, no, we can absolutely... I know what you're about to talk about.
She, yeah.
No, we're
she
not
going to
bleep Valeska. Valeska, the queen
the
of
queen
CSUN. The queen
of
CSUN, Live Nation.
The queen of Network. The queen of Slay.
Actually, could finish your story and then we'll talk about how she is the queen of Network.
The
queen of Slay. Go on.
She is the queen of Network. I adore her. And she got us front row tickets to Jack White. And
interesting how someone was not invited.
The way that I told her there, I said, you know who loves Jack White? Maddie Gregg. You were honestly, I think, who like introduced me to the world of like the fandom of Jack White. Because I knew who he was vaguely, but
yeah.
I didn't know that like that was a thing. And so I started listening
sure,
from the view
sure.
of like, okay, he is a thing.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you get it?
And I get it. And especially after seeing him in person.
Oh,
definitely
it's
bleep
amazing.
This out. You have
sure.
to bleep this out.
That's a big... He's got a honker, dude. Jesus, Jack. Good for him. That's good.
Anyway, I can't believe I've been saying this. But, you know, it was just noticeable.
No, and I've seen him live, too. And I'm a fan.
I'm a fan, yeah.
Like, my brother bought us Coachella tickets in, like, 2015.
Sweet,
he was
yeah.
like... You love Jack White.
Right.
He surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to that story, but I'll leave that out because I don't want to hurt feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And we went. We had a fantastic time. And then on the day Jack White was playing, I was like, Luke, I love you. If you want to go do other things, you can do other things. I'm gonna be front row for the Jack White show. Mm-hmm. We stood in front of the main stage of Coachella for 7 hours, like watching sets that we did not care about. Yeah. And we saw him, and I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Big old honker.
Look.
What a set on that guy.
And the set itself was amazing.
Both sets.
He sounded both sets were fucking amazing.
How was this tour? That was at YouTube?
It was.
How was that? That's kind of a newer. I looked shit. That's honestly the mm-hmm. theater is why mm-hmm. I did not buy tickets.
Yep. So going into it, V was like, I don't like this venue because it feels like a gymnasium. Yeah, Valeska was just like, yeah, like, just fair warning, YouTube theater is a little bit like, it's okay. You know what I mean?
It like, does not look like a good theater from, like, and I looked at, it looks like the Soraya, like, kind of.
It does have Soraya vibes, but, like, honestly, it did have gymnasium vibes where it's, like, sure. so, it's sterile, everything is gray, and I was really mad at them because they didn't sync the video to the performance properly. Ooh. And so
it's
you're
delayed.
Watching him sing, and you don't see the mouth move on the screen for,
ooh, it's
like,
gotta not, no,
seconds.
No, that's not good.
Really bad. And then I don't know if this was YouTube Theater's fault, or I made a joke. I was standing with her and his tour routing person, and
is that how she got tickets?
I don't know. I think she got tickets because she worked on promotion for the tour. Well,
you're
I think.
A bad bitch. You're...
You're a bad bitch and you're a bad bitch.
It just but is what it is at the
she,
end of the day. Valeska, if you're listening to this,
Valeska,
next time
Jack
White's in town, Maddie will log to
right, exactly.
come with you into that show and we can
exactly.
reminisce about the good old days. That doesn't...
and he like... I made a joke where I was like, this is his guitar tech's last day on Earth.
Oh,
and
no.
Valeska, because, Maddie, you wouldn't even believe this. You wouldn't even... I have never witnessed... something this, like, to such a legend, something so almost disrespectful that it's happening.
I'm really interested in what you're about to say, and I'm going to ask a follow-up question, but go ahead.
He had to, it's the very first song.
Yes.
You automatically can tell something is not right. He's doing crowd engagement, but his guitar, something's not adding up. You don't know what, because you haven't seen the show, but you're like, he's not happy. He calls the guitar tech over, whatever. He's, like, literally, the band is vamping on the same... It was that song, Are You Taking Me Back? Over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. And you're like... Meanwhile, the guitar tech's out on stage trying to figure it out. They end up bringing him, like, a new guitar.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then the
He's playing what? An electric guitar?
Electric. The chord still isn't working, so they bring out a new chord or whatever. All this shit. Like, and then he ends up doing the rest of the song on piano. He goes over to the piano... And
that's
just starts playing it there.
That's fucking sick.
So then for the next song, hopefully they have it sorted out. But tell me why it's a different song and the guitar tech has to run on stage to untangle the cord from the neck of the guitar. All this bullshit. And like he's tuning it himself on stage. Like there's so many issues with the electrics that night that you were just like, this is...
What was like, the guitar tech wearing?
A hat.
Okay.
Broad-brimmed hat with a feather in it. You know him?
Okay, yeah, that's like that's been his guy.
Okay, so
forever.
Maybe,
so
maybe
that
it's
doesn't
not even
sound
his
right.
Fault. Yeah.
It sounds like it was a new theater. I also know because mm-hmm. I'm a little whore for Jack White.
Right.
That like he has like this new like line of guitars.
Okay.
That are like in his like arsenal mm-hmm. that are just extremely customized with all this crazy fucking shit in it, which mm-hmm. is very Jack White to like mm-hmm. be very fucking specific to his liking and like. And, you know, also, like, difficult to play and stuff like that. So I would not be surprised if... Love in the acrobatic. Allie, just for those who are now... Just fucking did ballet to just to grab
you
a beer.
You know what? I'm taking ballet again.
Good
I'm
for you.
I'm healing my inner child. In the middle of our... Jack White has a huge...
If that's part of it, you know, maybe a therapist as well.
Yeah. She loves me.
What's her name?
I think Kate.
Is it Kate?
Yep. Shout out to Kate, my therapist.
Love you, babe.
She's the only reason I'm here today.
Yeah.
Hey. That's the honest truth.
I know we've talked about this before on the podcast. Get a therapist.
It's true.
Everyone should be in therapy. Even
it's
if you're
so
just
true.
Like, am I wrong
okay,
in this like, argument I'm having with my friend, I really feel like I'm steadfast. They will help you see the other person's side. And if the other person, you know, it's good to have.
This keeps happening to me.
You just because you fiddle with the tab. Fiddle,
yeah.
It's You're a fiddler.
I'm a fiddler.
But it's okay because you
could. Do I have ADHD? You could.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So you could be a diddler, so it's better to be a fiddler, you know?
We know some of those, but, sorry, where did
I get that? I thought the tea was cleaned up, and now you've gone and spilled a whole new cup. Bars?
Bars. Bars.
His guitar tech. His guitar. I'm certain.
Okay, I don't think, I feel bad, because, honestly, there was something about that venue that was giving... They were ill prepared for.
I believe it. The situation because that dude, night. Like, the first time I saw Jack White, I was.
Does he always wear a hat?
Was Jack White wearing a hat?
Oh, no, the guitar. Guy.
Yes.
God, Jack White had blue hair, and I wasn't aware of that new era.
Not sure how I'm feeling about it.
Honestly, I look at those White Stripes pictures. I'm like, no one rocks like a sexy black bob like you. Like,
yeah, it's true.
So good.
And I don't know. I kind of like, there's like a punk thing to it where it's like, mm-hmm. he's getting older, you know?
Yeah.
But the shows are fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And he's still just cool. But I have this thing of like where I don't, and I don't know, maybe this is just me. And it's like when people start to get old or whatever and they try to like really change their appearance, mm-hmm. whether it's like, you know, filler, injection. It's like, dude. Like, it's sexy to be yourself.
Be the Steve Carell Silver Fox.
Baddie.
He looks so amazing as, like, gray hair? Silver Fox.
Yes, dude. Yes. Yeah. Couldn't have agreed
I'm trying more to, with you. For some reason, that was who came to mind.
No, I feel you. Like, a
celebrity that aged and let themselves age, and it was like, this looks amazing.
Helen Mirren's a good example of that. Although, who knows? You know, maybe she's... Who knows?
I think Gillian Anderson's the most sexy woman alive. Are you familiar with her? She plays the mom in Sex Education, which is the most recent, like...
Oh, then I've seen her face, but I don't know...
Just like, there's something about gray hair. It really... It's...
No, I hear you. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Even Jack White with gray hair would look amazing.
That's what I'm saying. If he... Yeah. And, you know, Do you? Whatever makes you feel good and makes you feel happy, that go
Did
for
you
it.
You see that interview with like Zane Lowe or Zane? Lowe?
That's the fucking guy, dude. I was just talking about him today, and I could not get his name.
Okay,
he did an interview with Zane Lowe recently.
But
I have not watched it. But I was talking about his interview with Tyler and his interview with Kevin Parker earlier today.
Right.
But I could not fetch the name. Yeah. Thank you for that. Because now I'm gonna watch all those interviews.
And he does a good job. He gives people like a lot of space to.
Yeah.
Explain their processes and their, and you know, you feel like you're.
He's like a. Have you ever watched an interview with like Rick Rubin?
I did with Todd Rundgren, who is a king of mine and a lot of people.
Watched their interview?
Yes. It was a podcast.
I was like, you fucking met Todd Rundgren. Oh, it was Broken Record?
Yep.
Oh, I listened to that where he talks a lot about Hawaii and like how he does those collaborative records where it's just like whenever people can come down. I was just talking about that today.
Yeah.
Too. That's so fucking weird.
I love that. I love Todd Rundgren so much.
Wait, no, let's acknowledge how crazy that is. You just back to back
talked about two things that you had talked about earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
And without me even like mentioning it.
We're connected.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I've been having a lot of weird idiosyncrasies happening like that. I'm getting a reminder on my phone for us to take a photo after this podcast is done.
Are you familiar with the app Be Real?
No.
Okay. I wasn't until a couple months ago, but I didn't download it until last week. It is an app that kind of like, it gives you a notification and it says you have 2 minutes left and you can still post late, but you're supposed to post within this window and you can friend other people who have the app. And it's just, you kind of just show whatever is happening for you at that moment so that it's not a glamorized thing. It's just like, wow. Like, all my pictures are, like, at work. You know what I mean? I'm just like, this is what I'm doing right now. And you can real react or real emoji, I think, to other people's things. Sorry. Where it's a selfie of you reacting to their thing. So you're seeing people's faces kind of react to your photos. And it's very real because it's not just like, this was my brunch. It's like, it's probably you driving home from work or some shit where you're just like. I have
explosive fucking diarrhea right now because I shouldn't have eaten at a brunch.
Yeah. And so that just reminded me, the notification, the only notification I have enabled from any app is that one, because you have to have it on to know when you're supposed to post.
Mm.
You can still post late. It doesn't matter. It just says, like, oh, this person posted their B-Reel 11 hours late. And it's been kind of fun. I don't know if it's going to become a thing, like other apps
is
become
it new?
A thing. It's... I don't know how new it is. It's new to me and my friends.
Sure.
Like, I think we've only started recently using it. And it definitely...
Does it feel like a chore? Because it tells you... Is it randomized when it, like...
It's randomized. It's randomized when it pops up during the day. I don't even know if... I think today's
happening.
Does
it know when you're,
evening.
Like, up?
I don't know, actually. But it's humbling. Because a lot of mine are done when I'm literally serving ice cream. And I'm like, here I am. In all my glory. Yeah. Which is none at all.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if anyone listening to this is hiring... Let me...
Honestly, Sam, I can't keep teaching these kids how to drive. My life is on the line every night.
If anyone here has a cool job that doesn't involve me slaving away to screaming children about sprinkles, that'd be great.
Wow.
Yep. The Karens of the Valley.
Mm-hmm. I would ask you where you work, but
right,
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I feel like I asked earlier, and I just things go in when you're at the nice.
You know what?
It's lovely.
That's how it's meant to be.
Yeah, because yeah. If I was on top of things, it would be over for you bitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, literally. It'd be over.
If I was functioning at 100% capacity, be a whole new game.
I saw someone tweet the other day something that was like, oh, if I was in control of my, of like, God, I can't even paraphrase it as well as I, it was just kind of a similar sentiment. Yeah.
I love that. Sorry.
God, I sound like such an idiot on this podcast. I'm just like, hey guys.
Well, no, we've been. I've had a tough day. I'm sure you've had a day. It's hot.
It's hot.
We tried to quench our thirst with
hazy little
thing. Hazy IPA.
Little thing.
Family owned, operated, and argued over since 1977. Brought to you by Sierra Nevada.
Do you think Tom Cruise is hot? Because my mom
no.
thinks. My mom is like, he's actually. Very beautiful and hot. I'm like, I
think he's charming.
Yeah, I
but
see
I think
why your generation
he,
would think so.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I wouldn't actually say he's like, I don't actually think Brad Pitt is hot, personally.
Hmm.
I don't think he's ugly, but he's not someone that, to me, I'm like, zaddy. You know, there's something about symmetrical people that's almost like, well, what are we doing here?
I don't like Brad Pitt's long hair phases.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair.
I think he's got a very nice physique. Mm-hmm. And he's got a handsome face. I think Brad Pitt's, you know, I'd fuck.
There's a big, there's a surge these days in people that think Miles Teller is sexy. Are you seeing this?
There's no way. And I don't think he's unattractive.
Everyone is fucking obsessed with him right now.
His face, he looks like a fucker. Like, do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
He's got fucker vibes.
Yeah, he's like, got, like, he ruined my life.
He's the kid that was
earlier.
Like,
Mrs. Johnson, didn't you assign homework last night? And everyone around him is just like,
Jesus
fuck, Miles.
Christ.
God,
yeah, Miles.
Damn, like, 5 minutes on the clock, Miles.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
I did the homework, Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah, literally.
And I could be wrong.
You could be
the
wrong.
The scars are hot. We'll
yeah.
cut back in here.
Okay, cut back.
With the story that I have about Valeska Thomas.
I love her.
Oh.
My queen. She sent me a video today of my song playing in her esthetician's office. She's like, so proud of you.
What?
Yep.
Your song was just randomly on in an esthetician's office?
I think her esthetician would have found it through her and added it to their store playlist. That's what I'm gathering. But
is that a nail technician? Is that what that is? What's
no, it's a facialist. Like, I think she gets like facials and just skincare. There, but she was there, and there was menthol playing.
Good for you.
And I was like, oh, that's my dream. I would love to go to get a nice facial done. And I'm sitting there, and then something like the cold that bit in. I'm like, that's so true.
Yeah.
That just could not be more true in this moment. Anyway,
it's
so what's your story about Valeska
well,
Thomas?
I've talked about it. I think on the podcast, mm-hmm. I was at a concert.
Mm-hmm.
With a friend, and we got invited by someone to go to a party.
Yeah.
And just based on the person who invited us to the party, I was like, you're so full of shit. Like, I know that this person had worked with them before. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked about it before. I don't know. I don't want to be fucking name droppy. Yeah. Anyways, we end up at a party at Anderson Paak's house.
Okay. I also end up partying with him one night.
Really?
Recently. Recently. Like, probably like a month and a half ago.
That's fucking like, bananas. All right. Unfortunately, dear listeners, a bunch of tea was spilled again.
A bunch of tea.
You won't believe it, but there was we had made another pot that was we completely forgot
we
about.
Forgot about.
It boiled
over
and it spilled. And then... Yeah. Realistically, Allie and myself have not really had a full discussion
about our lives in a long time.
The entirety of COVID.
Yeah.
Since I graduated in 2019, mm-hmm. through your graduation in 2020.
Exactly.
And 2021 happened. We've been both very busy, and we have not talked about
it. We've not talked about it.
So there's a lot of catching up that's going on. But
so, that's a lot to talk about. Yeah.
Point being,
right,
we're at this crazy like Anderson Paak party. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking I'm talking to like heroes of mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. like, I fucking listen to you every day and mm-hmm. we're just having a beer and like you're super cool.
Right.
Also simultaneously having a moment being like, they're just people.
Right.
And like what you see on their Instagram and on their social media pages is also just a projection of how they're
right.
making their money. Mm-hmm. And then I turn, it's like towards the end of the night, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm starting to think about going, I need to sober up. And who do I see? Valeska fucking Thomas.
God bless her.
And she's like, hey buddy. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God, she's the queen of socializing. I swear I wouldn't have met anyone in my life if not for her. She introduced me to my boyfriend. She introduced
I
me
believe
to
it.
She did.
I believe it.
She has introduced me to nearly everyone that has been influential in my life. People that I would have never even really thought to say hello to or would have just not believed in myself enough to say. And she's like, you have to meet Allie. I'm like, wait. Okay, queen. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
She's the best. I think it's very rare in the music industry to meet someone that is not only nice. You meet a lot of people that are mm-hmm. surface level nice and it's bullshit.
Surface level, right,
it's
right,
fucking
right.
it's mm-hmm. bullshit. But then people that are actually just genuinely very sweet and actually care about you and like will, mm-hmm. you know, check in on you. And I think that you and I both have found a friend in Valeska that
right.
can service us in those ways.
Right.
That it's to make it selfish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she's a fantastic person. And moreover, I think this is a fantastic way to end this episode.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your amp? There's going to be some cuts that you guys, it's going to be, you're going to hear it on the, oh, I'm getting a phone call from Swoon.
Swoon. Swoon like me.
Should we put him on the podcast?
Yeah, we should.
Hey, you're on speaker and you're on the podcast.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah. This is your third appearance on the podcast, actually.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say?
I mean, do you have any questions for me?
Who are your top three producers right now?
Okay. Oh my God.
That are active and you know, doing things right
that's,
now.
That's not fair. I'm not gonna.
That's okay. Could be anyone.
I don't know.
Just give me, who's the first person that came to mind?
Rick Rubin.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Okay.
Number two.
You're like, all right, two more.
Yeah.
Rick Rubin, Kanye West, Pharrell Williams.
That's it. I think that's a fantastic group of people.
Boom.
I'm going to call you back in like 30 seconds because we're actually just finishing up the podcast.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Tune in next week, guys.
Yeah, when
yeah, truly.
Yeah. All right, I'll call you back.
All right, later.
Bye. Allie, where can people find you?
Oh, God. Okay, so...
Speak into the microphone.
Yeah, my Instagram is Allie.Skelly. And
A-L-L-I-E.
Right.
Dot and S-K-E-L-L-Y.
If you want to listen to like the EP I put out with Henry or anything of the sort.
So
it's
fucking good.
Under Allie Kelly on any streaming service.
Can people find links to that on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then, yeah, if you really want to deep dive into the Allie Kelly lore,
the extended
universe, you can go onto Bandcamp or to SoundCloud, and I exist in those realms too.
And if you listen to Allie's music and you find that it speaks to you, like mm-hmm. so little music may reach you these days, why don't you just support her and buy the album, because that's a really important thing that you can do.
Toss a little Bandcamp $5.
Okay, drop $5, you fucking broke piece of shit. Like, you can't afford $5.
You're really exposing yourself by not buying my $5 Bandcamp album. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Have an OnlyFans account, but you can't fucking spend...
I really should. I should.
No, not you.
No.
Not you.
Okay,
I might, though. We'll see. Allie, is it cool if I have a question for you?
Okay, got
it. Can I borrow your amp?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Bye, everybody.
Bye.